And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Cooled off this week, Bob. I got this little feel of fall coming our way, man. And I've got later today, I'm headed to Traverse City, and then we're going on up to Mackinac Island. I've got family in from Texas, my brother and his bride, and then my other brother that lives here. No, he's not Daryl, but my other brother that lives here, the six of us, Lisa and I and my sister-in-laws, are going to Mackinac for a couple days. The one from Texas has never seen the Mackinac Bridge, nor has she seen the island. So we're going to take them up there and have a little bit of fun today, nice, and tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to take a little sabbatical headed north. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit of chicken, right?
Right.
Okay. So can you really roast a chicken over an open fire? I mean, that's not in your grill. Are you talking a campfire or are you talking in your grill?
I'm talking about getting a battery-operated spit.
Oh, yeah.
Rotisserie.
Yes.
And the cool thing is when you're camping, and this is a camping deer camp, just in the woods, like where my wife just was. I missed this trip this year. But the one guy that shows up there every year, I won't name him, but he's famous for his chicken on a spit.
Okay.
Being done at about 10 o'clock at night.
Hope you weren't hungry at dinner time.
He fiddles around so much getting ready and a few beverages maybe get in his way. But it's really good when he is done with it. So I'll give you John's technique. I don't have a battery-operated spit. I wouldn't mind getting one to use for deer camp, if nothing else, because it's just an easy way to do your food. And yard bird's always good, or a loin muscle, or fresh backstrap, something like that. So the concept is basically you've got this nice fire burning, and you want to cook some proteins on it. But you don't really want to put it right over the fire because, number one, it's raw chicken. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a long time. And number two, you want to kick back in your bag chair and have a couple pops.
Right.
You know, you don't want to stress out.
Yeah, you don't need to stress when you grill.
Right.
It should be casual.
And, like, if you're an afternoon hunter, you could put the thing on before you head in the tree, and by the time you get back, you'd have a – she'd be done.
Right.
But the concept is basically kind of like a lot of grills have this infrared burner on the back.
Right.
You are burning – a fire, and you're putting your rotisserie and spit next to the fire, so the radiant heat sideways is what's cooking your protein.
Right.
And it just keeps turning. I mean, it's really hard to ruin a piece of meat this way because the juices just keep spinning, and they don't all drip off.
Right.
Some reduction happens, but it's
which is another reason to put it beside the fire and not over, because any grease that renders out of a piece of protein is going to flare up.
Right.
And then, you know, you want it to, again, you want it to look good when you're done. And if it's got charred black on it where the flames licked it too much because it's dripping grease and it's flaring up, then it's not going to look good and it's probably not going to taste good because things get bitter when they get burnt.
And if you're just in the dirt in the woods, that grease can go in the dirt.
Yeah.
If you're somewhere else, you can get some bread pans and put a bread pan under each chicken.
Yeah.
Like if it's a big enough spit.
Right.
So that's just a wonderful way to cook any kind of a protein while you're camping or even in your backyard. You don't even have to go camping to do that.
Because,
I mean, I think backyard fires are huge.
Sure.
And they've gotten bigger with the advent of these fire pits.
Yeah.
And there's no reason if you have one of these fancy metal fire pits that you couldn't stick those prongs in your lawn.
Over top
and
of it,
do
right?
Your or chicken beside right there. It. Yeah. There's where you're going to want your bread pans so you right. don't mess up your pavers.
Yeah, and your dog's not digging a hole in the yard trying
right.
to get all the drippings, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. But those are it's an enjoyable way to cook because you're a spectator at that point. You get it seasoned.
Yes.
You get it. Now, what I would tell you with the rotisserie, we have a grill, a charcoal grill, Bob and I do, that is nothing but a rotisserie. It's designed for it. It's on wheels. It's a 2-foot by 4-foot stainless steel box with a coal bed in it that you can elevate to get it closer or farther away from the meat. But we only use it for that. And I bought that. It's like a 7/8-inch hexagon rod. It'll
yeah.
hold 125 pounds.
Yep.
And it's a big motor, electric motor on there. So you can put a lot of meat on there if you really want to. But what I would tell you is, big or small, try to balance it out, because if you don't get it centered on there, the meat will start to lope, right? It'll go really slow over one side, and then when the heavy part gets
flop.
On top, it'll flop over, and then it doesn't get cooked consistently.
Well, there's so generally an offset weight you can set on that as well.
Well, I've got one on the end so it doesn't flex. You know, the bar doesn't – that 7/8 never flexes because it's so big.
But that's also adjustable. You're supposed to be able to turn that, look at your protein, and put that weight opposite of your heavy side. So that actually can counterbalance that flop too.
Right.
It's dual purpose.
So that's actually on the rod. The weight is on
yes.
the rod. See, because I'd had it hanging out on the end that wasn't anywhere near the fire to counterbalance a flex.
That's where it has to be. But
yeah.
then you have to spin it clockwise or counterclockwise so that it's offsetting that weight of the bird.
Yep. I don't think I've seen one of those, but that's cool. I get it. Mine's
that's
just,
what you have.
Well, it just sits out by the handle.
Right.
But the spindle spins in it. It just hangs there. And the spindle
There's
is spinning
inside.
There's
supposed to be a set screw in it.
I don't know. We'll look.
Okay.
Look and see because I've never used it that way, but
so
anyway,
then the
it'll
next
work.
Thing you want to do is to look at the rub, you know, like a profile you want to put mm-hmm. on it. Now, I think the best chicken I ever had was in Fargo, and it's a barbecue guy and a brewer we had on the show 4 or 5 years ago when I was out there working in the hot tub industry. And that guy, when you walked in, beautiful restaurant. Yeah, when you walked in the restaurant, you came up to the check-in desk, maitre d' station, and there's this big, giant rotisserie with racks of chicken and flame going on behind it.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't smoked at all. It was just rotisseried. Roasted.
Like a big commercial roaster.
Yeah.
You see them in some of the stores that sell those rotisserie
but
chicken for
$5
a piece.
This one was a showpiece. This was the kind you'd want.
Right.
You know, because it has flames.
Right, yeah.
It looked really cool. But whatever he did for a profile, my point is, it kind of reminded me of that California rub we got from that guy out in Idaho. He had the Santa Barbara rub. It had like, I don't know, just a beautiful profile with a lot of aromatics in it. Not traditional at all. I think very often we get stuck with spices and rubs that are kind of based out of good old boy barbecue
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Right.
There's a
lots
lot
of paprika,
other...
some sugar,
yep.
garlic,
yeah.
salt.
This
you know.
Is nothing like that. This
right.
is more along the lines of the chimichurri or something like that, you know, where it's totally takes you in a total different direction.
Yeah.
But so you got to kind of watch your rub profiles when you're doing the rotisserie.
The other thing with the rotisserie is it's great for basting at the end if you want to for the last half hour. I'm not a big sauce guy. I mean, I don't like barbecue sauce on much of my food. I like a drier profile.
But if you want to finish it with a little sauce.
Right, right. Finish it with a little sauce or a little barbecue sauce, thin layer.
Right.
Right, and let it get tacky. Maybe put another layer on, let that get tacky, and
yep.
then I'm done. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, yeah, it's personal preference. Some people just like the sauce better than the protein. I'm the other way around.
I never turn down sauce.
Anyway, coming up next, we've got an empty segment, so we're going to fill you up. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Ben Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.